Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me this evening in the studio is May Zan, founder of Catalyst to Goals. May, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you, Fran, and thank you so much for the opportunity for me to participate in your talk radio.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm very excited. It's always kind of cool to connect with folks that I've met in real life, and we both serve on a committee for a large state school in Philadelphia. So it's exciting to see that you have entered into the entrepreneurial zone. And so just would love to talk with you more about that.
Yeah,
so, May.
Yes.
You know, my first question, I mean, it takes some time to transition from corporate into entrepreneurialism. Can you take us back to what was your previous experience before you were an entrepreneur?
Well, thank you, Fran. So, and hello to all the listeners out there as well. So as Fran mentioned that I recently founded a coaching and consulting practice called Catalyst to Goals. This is after I spent most of my 30-year-plus career managing functions and operations and businesses. So why have I decided to actually go into coaching and consulting? Because of my background, I've gained significant insight on business success, and I believe they are two fundamentals businesses need to have in order to grow. I use these fundamentals myself when I manage the finance and administrative function of a mid-sized public company, for example, and then when I was the general manager of a $500 million business. So I retired early from the corporate world 4 years ago because I wanted to help others to succeed and to share with them the lessons and that I have learned. The past 4 years, I share my knowledge and expertise in a classroom setting at a university. The experience was rewarding, I will admit. But I came to realize that working with individuals on a one-on-one basis generates more impact for the people receiving the instructions and the help, and it is also more satisfying for me. That's the reason why I have established this coaching and consulting business, and it's purely with the purpose to share my knowledge, skills, and experience to help other businesses achieve success. So what are the two, you know, business fundamentals? You're probably thinking about that.
Right. I want to know. You've set me up to ask that question.
I'm sorry, I should have actually asked you to ask the question. But, yes, so in my mind, these two business fundamentals are very, very simple, and yet not too many people actually follow through on them. The first one is the continuous alignment of business plan to overall strategy. For example, if a company strategy is to take market share from the competitors through new product introductions, then the business plan should show increased investment in R&D with new product introduction roadmap well laid out. If not, then the business plan is sort of it's worthless. It's really more like a fairy tale, right? So that's the first fundamental. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Franny, you are very experienced and successful business person, and you would say this is pretty fundamental. But I've been surprised how many businesses actually do not follow that approach, or I should say do not have the discipline to follow the approach. Mm-hmm. And the other fundamental,
why do you think that they don't have the discipline to follow this?
And then I think that's a little bit going to the second fundamental. And that is because they lack the leadership necessary to actually follow through. And I think that so once you have the strategy and the business plan aligned, then the next thing is to make sure that your business plan and strategy are living document, as well as that your execution to the business plan is as flawless as you possibly can make it. So the second fundamental is really the leadership that has to be presented and lived in order for the first fundamental to take place, and then second of all, to actually make sure execution takes place successfully. And I would say the second fundamental is really all about people. Business needs employees who have the skills and the talents to make the business plan a reality, the execution of successful. And I've seen many businesses fail because they have outgrown the skill set of the owners. They may have started out with a good idea, a good product. Once they have achieved certain success, things start to fall apart. The owners continue to believe they have all the answers, and they refuse to see their employees as a competitive advantage and the key to their continued growth. Then the company becomes revolving door for talented employees. So the first fundamental is really about having strategy and business plan aligned. The second fundamental is about the leadership that's required to ensure that you have good business plan, and then the execution is followed through by talented and dedicated employees. So those are really the two simple fundamentals. Without a second one, the first one are just going to be two pieces of documents. It really is leadership is the thread that goes through both of these fundamentals, in my opinion.
Well, I'm as you're talking, I'm literally seeing, you know, leadership as the thread. So, you know, whether it's a quilt or whether I can see a visual that as you're saying that. So something to think about, because a lot of learners are visual. Some are auditory, some are kinesthetic. As you develop this, how do you go about sharing these principles with people such that you find the people who are really best suited to be your clients? Because once you're not in corporate, you don't have, as an entrepreneur, necessarily a big marketing team or big business development team to bring those customers to you.
Right. So from the perspective that the adjustment from corporate business leaders into an entrepreneur, I think what is it's really the passion that you have about your own company, my own company, and the mission and the vision that I have for my own company. As I mentioned earlier, that I am passionate in helping others achieve the same success that I was able to achieve. And so my mission is to help business people develop a business plan that is well aligned with their strategy and with my coaching, they could execute the heck out of the plan. And because these are my fundamental ability and skills, and I have the experience to do so, I believe that it is my knowledge and my skill set that my clients will be tapping into. Now, as my business grow, I may need to actually build up a skill set to acquire and to form collaborations with other partners. But currently, as I start out with my new business, it is really my passion for my company's vision and mission that is driving me. And my vision is to see every, to make sure that every client achieving sustained business, because they have the know-how and the skill to confidently adopt the approach on their own as well. I know you that, you know, one thing you may find strange is that someone who has worked in the corporate world for so long, why am I now passionate about having my own business and about actually helping others? So the interesting thing is actually it is in my genes. I don't know whether you have taken personality assessments throughout your career. I certainly have. So I have taken quite a few over my years, and it has always indicated that I am a facilitator and an enabler. Mm-hmm. So as grateful as I am for the success I have achieved in my career in the corporate world, they alone are not rewarding enough because who I am. And so there's this deep desire for me to play it forward so others could achieve the achieve similar success. And that's really what is driving me right now, as you mentioned, the adjustment from the corporate world into entrepreneurship is certainly scary. But I'm confident that with my skills and my experience and my passion toward helping other business people achieve success, that will make the transition smooth. And I believe that if I live the advice that I am to give to my clients, I will know when to ask for help and actually continue to grow my business.
Wow. That is so powerful. I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about coaching. It's something that you can give, and it's also something that you receive as you're giving. So very, very powerful. Nay, I know that you are sort of new in terms of the formation of your business, and you bring a lot of experience, as you've shared, from your corporate life. Even at this stage of your business, what sort of stories of success do you have as you're in the business development mode, as you share your business perspective with others in order to help them say, gosh, you know what, I'd like to talk with May more, or I'd like to hire May, or I'd like to have May come and talk to our group?
Right, and that's a very, very good question. I think one, and certainly that certainly was the case when I was in the corporate world, that we always have, you know, target customer segment, and I'll be the first one to tell you that my, you know, if I foresee a significant story of a client who achieved a success, I see specific type of clients. And that I would tell you that the clients who I believe will benefit most from my approach are ones who are interested in building a business that continues to learn and grow. This is a significant, there's significant discipline involved in validating that strategy is still valid in an ever-changing world and ensuring the business plan is modified whenever there are changes to the strategy. And so the clients need to be committed in actually building a business that's continued to learn and grow. That they will continue to learn and grow. And most businesses that fail do not really have this approach built into their business model. And it's their strategy and their business plan are developed and filed away. And the two documents need to be living, breathing documents in order for a business to strive. So if my clients have to be interested in continuously transform their business and transform themselves. So that would be a group of clients that I actually think that the partnership will work very, very well. And I also believe that the clients need to, once they have the navigational map to success, they have this desire and understand they need a capable crew to make sure the journey is a successful one. They know that when they reach a certain level, they need to actually bring people in. And these are skillful people who can perform at the optimal level. So my clients need to be passionate about leading and inspiring people. They could outsource the strategy and the business development, but they cannot outsource leadership necessary to build and develop a capable crew. So at the end of the day, the clients who will truly appreciate my insight are the ones who have a vision to build a sustained business that employs many to deliver goods and services to customers that will stand by them. And I'm sure that that kind of partnership, if clients with that kind of mindset working with me for me to provide them with the consulting and as well as the coaching to walk them through the journey, they will achieve significant success, and as long as they're committed to continuously working at it.
Right. And I really like how what you just shared links so closely to the two principles. And in that second principle, you emphasize execution. You emphasize leadership and the connecting of this plan and the strategy and alignment to actually doing something about it. So it really is all connected.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for summarizing that. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, it's clear. And, you know, in order for people to take action, they need to feel they need to be clear on that vision of what they want for their own business. And in order for you as a coach to be in a position to inspire others, you need to be inspired as well. So I often like to ask people, what quote or philosophy motivates you as a leader? Because you are in a role where you're giving and helping others improve on where they are.
Right. So I think that that's basically you're saying what favorite quote motivates me as a leader, and then I think that it's very insightful for you to ask that question, as you just said, that you hear that leadership is really a theme, as we mentioned, it's a thread that actually goes through all levels of business, either in strategy development or in execution. So for me, leadership is very important, but my definition of the leadership, it may be slightly different from others. It is actually more outward-looking. And there are so many leadership quotes out there, so it is difficult to just pick one. For me, leadership is all about helping my employees to fulfill and exceed their potential. So I'll give you a quote by John Quincy Adams summarizing this sentiment very well. If your action inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. And the interesting thing is a lot of entrepreneurs, I worked for an entrepreneur, about 20 years ago. So many entrepreneurs started out with a great idea, and they achieved success. But they then depend on their own strengths and skills and do not necessarily see the need to see that their role actually changes as their company grows. Their role then becomes the leaders to inspire others to actually execute on the plan and the strategy of the company. So if you do not actually view developing your employees is actually more important than developing yourself, then I think that you are not then you are actually missing the essence of what being a leader is about.
Very powerful. And I think to some degree that connects with some statistics around the fact that people don't so much leave companies, they leave managers or supervisors.
Yes.
Who then don't motivate them, who don't listen to them, who don't inspire them. And also the whole concept that if people feel that they're not recognized, then, you know, they sort of say, why bother? It's just a job. It's
right.
not calling. So,
right.
Wow, that is a really powerful quote. Now, I want to go back a little bit now, almost to take it full circle. Now that you are running your own business, having worked for an entrepreneur earlier in your career, and certainly having worked in corporate America, and in your spare time volunteer for your expertise in a number of ways, what is a reason that really drives you to volunteer? What do you give and what do you get? And how is volunteerism connected with leadership?
That's a terrific question. I think it really comes down to, I believe a leader, after working in the corporate world for 30-some years, or business world in general, I realized that in order for me to continue develop as a leader, I need to have a very holistic development of myself from the personal and professional aspects. And for me, the professional obviously is continually execute, leading a team to execute the business plans, and you get tremendous satisfaction out of that. But at the end of the day, depending on different people, they feel differently. For me, there's still this need to actually give back to the world and the community, and in the business world, or just the world outside of the business, that has been tremendously good to me. And so for me, that volunteerism is really just a fuel that just continue for me to be passionate about the work that I do, whether it is in the professional world or whether it is in the personal world. And I also think, actually, at the end of the day, it had turned out the volunteerism or the volunteer work that I have done has actually added and benefited my professional world greatly. For example, both of us serve on the board of this major state university, and that's how we actually got to know each other. And so
I think
that you have to actually see the both two worlds, that there's definitely need to be a personal and the two sides of the same coin need to be driven by the same desire. And then for me, the desire is to make a difference, regardless whether it is in the business or in the community. And so I'm being authentic and true to myself, and volunteerism is just my way of expressing that passion outside of the business world.
Wow, May, very, very exciting. Our time, it's hard to believe, is almost up, so I want to make sure that folks have an opportunity to connect with you outside of this interview, I certainly want to repeat the fact that you are the founder of Catalyst to Goals, and you
yes.
are May Van. Where can they find you on the web? How should they best connect with you?
They can certainly find me on LinkedIn under May Van, and so they can see all my profile. But the direct contact, they can send email messages to my email address, which is catalysttogoals@gmail.com. And,
okay,
and, I
and
want
that's
to,
Catalyst.
Catalyst, C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T. togoals@gmail.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, May, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I'm really very, very excited at the fact that you are launching into your entrepreneurial pursuit. I think the two principles that you're using to guide your business, your coaching service, are absolutely, as the British say, spot on. And I really look forward to talking with you in another year or so to hear more about your successes and some of the lessons that you've learned as you've worked with more and more clients. So thank you again for sharing your enthusiasm, your leadership, and your principles with us, and best wishes for you and your business, Catalyst to Goals. Thanks again for being on the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Fran, for the opportunity, and I look forward to continue partnering with you and learning from you as well. And this is just a tremendous opportunity. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And listening audience, please do make sure that you follow up with May Van. You can find her on LinkedIn, and her name is M-A-Y-V-A-N. And also you can check out her company, Catalyst to Goals. Join us next time as we continue to interview entrepreneurs with significant stories because they are significant entrepreneurs.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.